Robinhood Radio presents Agriculture from Turkana Farms. Here's Peter Davies.
There never is a quiet moment here at Turkana Farms. There are the usual strange sounds emanating from the chicken coop, which are far more than the cluck cluck and cock-a-doodle-doo sounds we learned in the books of our childhood. As the growing season here progresses, the Turkana Farms poultry chorus swells as the raucous voices of the geese, the guinea fowl, Freedom Ranger chickens, and turkeys fill the air. But probably the most pervasive bird sound running under all of this poultry cacophony are the songs and calls of our wild bird population, which, given all the nesting and fledging that is going on right now, is very intense. I become especially aware of the songs and calls of our Turkana Farms wild birds after visiting a farm that relies heavily on pesticides and herbicides. At such places, I am struck by the eerie silence. And I have come to realize that, in addition to our poultry, Mark and I are, in a way, because of the organic nature of our practices, also indirectly raising wild birds. To a fare thee well. I welcome the whistling call of that harbinger of spring, the red-winged blackbird, and the cheep-cheep of that other harbinger, the robin, but the bird songs and calls of that later arriver, the gray catbird, I find the most welcome of all. I first became aware of the gray catbird when we lived in Sag Harbor years ago. Spending as much time as I did gardening there, I became aware of a very strange bird song I heard over and over most of the summer. Not a beautiful song, certainly, but instead rather strange and often amusing. A long series of whistles, squeaks, gurgles, whines, and nasal sounds. A performance that often made me smile and sometimes laugh out loud. Its call, from which it derives its name, is a raspy, mewing sound easily mistaken for that of a cat. I came to learn that the catbird, a near relative of the mockingbird, is like it, capable of mimicry and freely imitates other bird songs and calls, the croaking of frogs, the sounds of machinery, and ultimately, even of me. Its song, a strange collage of often incongruous sounds with little in the way of repetition, often goes on for as long as 10 minutes without intermission. Once I began interrupting it by imitating what I heard as its characteristic sounds, the catbird began imitating me, imitating it, and thus I became part of the song. This trans-species musical collaboration seems to have begun in part because of another characteristic of the catbird, or at least of our catbirds, its strong attraction to people. As I moved from place to place in the garden, I began to notice that the catbird followed me throughout the day, usually perched at the top of bushes and trees, its catbird seats, or from within a thicket. Once I was sure of this bird's behavior, I could not resist sharing my observations about its strange attachment to me with Mark as we sat one morning in the patio having breakfast. To which I got an all too familiar response, his classic, "Oh, you must be making this up." Whereupon the catbird in question, right on cue, flew in and perched on top of a nearby privet hedge, cocking and lowering its long tail feathers. Just as I was ready to do my usual "I told you so" bit, the catbird suddenly took flight and landed on Mark's head. He, looking rather foolish, sat not moving as the catbird took its fill of me and I took my fill of it. To my great amusement, Mark's head had become the proverbial catbird seat for a catbird. So I was really pleased to find catbirds waiting for us here when we moved to Germantown now almost 20 years ago. And true to form, their songs continue to divert us throughout the summer and we are constantly entertained by their lively presence. But we now eat our breakfasts in the safety of the screened porch.
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Turkana Farm, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Turkana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours of Turkey for small groups, which he calls an insider's view of Turkey. And his third hat is Turkana Gallery of Old and Antique Kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website? TurkanaFarms.com. Their email, farm@TurkanaFarms.com, or 518-537-3815.